Our interview this evening is with Harry Blaser on gun ownership. I was very happy that Harry could join me for this. The gun ownership is a topic which is so misunderstood and miscommunicated, and in part because we have, I believe, a government running around engaging in false flags and engineering shootings, whether they're school shootings or church shootings, to try and force gun ownership. And so, with every school shooting or church shooting, you have huge amounts of misinformation smear campaign and lots of money and time spent to lobby and push for things. The reality is that the government does believe in guns. We have, the last time I checked when I was in Washington, we had over 50 agencies, with permission to carry guns and to seize and arrest. And all of those agencies, or many of them, have significant corporate and mercenary contracting capacity. So, they have plenty of guns. And the biggest problem in the United States, as opposed to countries that have gone to gun control and not had as horrible experiences as many of the countries that have then experienced genocide, which is a significant number. The US government basically is financially dependent, and the banks financially dependent on an enormous network of criminals and their local gangs and snitches that generate massive amounts of money for politicians, the black budget operatives, and the banks they all finance and who finance them. So we have a country, this is the red button problem I'm always talking about. We have a country that's deeply dependent on organized crime, and the reality is there is a balance of power in many communities between the criminals who will absolutely not give up their guns and the law-abiding citizens. If you look at the statistics, as I make clear in the interview, and I don't want to take away from that, the statistics are profoundly clear. Law-abiding citizens are much better off owning guns or having trained gun owners around them. The number, one of the last statistics from Gary Gleck, who I think has the best book on this topic, point blank, you'll find a review of it up on the website, is approximately 2.5 million crimes are stopped against law-abiding citizens by the presence of a firearm. So this is a very significant contributor to reducing crime, and I know I live in a place where it's made an enormous difference, and I can't imagine what would happen here if the law-abiding citizens couldn't have firearms. One of the issues is that if you look at how long it takes the sheriff's office or the local police to get to anyone in America once their call is put in, that's precious time. That's the difference between life and death in many situations. And so citizens really have to be prepared to protect themselves. Harry asks a great question in this about in this discussion. What's your plan? What is your plan to provide for personal safety for yourself and the safety of family and neighbors? You need to have a plan. And as he and I also discuss, it's not just a plan for putting up with a home in, or dealing with a home invasion with somebody who's got a knife or a gun. It's also dealing with things like mind control and Control 101. Interestingly enough, just as we published this Saleri report, we see several videos coming out this week about autonomous weapons, tiny drones that basically can chase down anyone, swarms of drones that are each bullets targeted at certain kinds of of targets. Basically, you're talking about robots that can kill without, and can make the kill decision on their own, basically on artificial intelligence. Pretty scary stuff, and it's one of the reasons why I think it's so important right now to enforce the law and do whatever you can with local and state government to make sure that these things are not permitted to happen. If we tear up the Constitution, literally we could start to see drones operating and enforcing in very terrifying ways in this country. So check them out, but again, enforce the Constitution and get with your state and local legislators. I don't think there's anything more important. And don't be afraid to go talk to your congressman. Many of us have good congressmen like Marcy Kaptur or Mike Kelly. So get involved and stop reading the hope porn and the fear porn and go get involved because it's important. But more than anything, I want you to listen to this interview and think about what is your plan, because what I want to make sure of more than anything is you're safe. And the reality is, we're seeing more, I think, or I shouldn't say we're seeing more, whether it's mind control or violence, I think we're facing a more difficult environment in many locales. Now, each person is different and each locale is different, but if anything, I do want you to have a plan and I want you to be prepared.